coach after the ball game. He said, if I ever see you stand up and hit someone like that again, I'm going to make you turn in your suit. I said, well, I said, now, what would you have done if you had been playing there by old John and he was crying? He said, I'd have hit him. I said, I wouldn't have stood up and hit him.
Oh, man, that reminds me of a big old guard that played. He was 3 or 4 years older than I was. I guess I was still in junior high when he was in high school. But he was really good when he wanted to be. He made all-state, but you had to light a fire under him or get a board after him before he, you know, get motivated. But he got going one game. And I remember he was playing across from some poor guy. He was just working him over, giving him these forearms to the head, you know, and all that. That guy's nose was broken, bleeding from the mouth, everywhere else. After one play, that guy just walked over to the coach and said, Coach, take me out. I can't take it anymore. Coach said, get back in. So he went back in. But McVay just started working him over again. So he just got where he just, when the play was called, he just dropped to the ground and let McVay run over him. You know, he just couldn't take that stuff anymore. He was just getting mighty rough out there.
I've been in, I've done a little slug in there.
How many games did y'all play during the season when you were playing?
Around 13 or 14.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, these long seasons they have now aren't anything either. 11, 12 games.
No, see, we'd start last of August, and we'd have a first game the week after school started. We didn't do like we do now, you know, practice 2 weeks before the first game. First game was a week after school started. Mm-hmm. Then we played up until 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
And after old Blumer got us home, he came out to the house. He said, all right, Jim, where'd you play football? I said, I played down in Arkansas. He said, when'd you start? I said, 1925. That was 29. He said, you play tackle. I said, yeah. He said, why didn't you tell me that to start? Well, I wouldn't have ever put you back there. I said, you told me, you asked me if I was going to play. Coach's team. He said, yeah, I did do that. But he finally gave up football and devoted all of his time to basketball. And he was coach of the year out there, I don't know, for several years. Boy, that dude, he knew basketball.